Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show. I am now going to play the late, great Bing Crosby's version of White Christmas, along with a few others. I don't know if it still holds the record, but Irving Berlin's White Christmas, sung by the amazing Bing Crosby, who did so many wonderful Christmas songs, was for a long time the all-time best-selling single record in any category ever. I don't know if that's still the case, because I don't know that singles are sold the same way they used to. But here is a montage of several songs of White Christmas, including one that will require an explanation. So enjoy.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry.
That was the last version of White Christmas that you heard was my family about 10 years ago when my boys were young with my first wife, and it was a joyful experience, but they were getting irritated with me because I wanted to do take after take after take, and we had fun, and on that year's Christmas CD, we started it off with the Salen family doing White Christmas along with the Drifters, which you heard earlier in this montage. The Drifters, of course, did and I think the most amazing version. And it was my secret until the great director John Hughes, yes, did the movie Home Alone and used it in Home Alone. I was not happy that he kind of took my secret special Christmas song and made it so public in such a actually perfect way. The other two versions you heard were, of course, Bing Crosby's classic version and the fifth song from the Phil Spector's Christmas album, which was Darlene Love doing White Christmas. So moving along, I adore this version of Let It Snow, Let It Snow, done by one of my all-time favorite entertainers, period, the late Dean Martin. I hope you do too.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really...
Thank you, Dean. I realized I did leave off his Rat Pack buddy, Frank Sinatra, who also did some great Christmas songs. So for the next Christmas special, I promise to have the chairman of the board included. We are going to go out of this segment with several versions of another wonderful Christmas song called Winter Wonderland.
Sleigh bells ring, I'm listening. In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight we're having tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland.
In the meadow we'll build a snowman. And we'll pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we grow by the fire to face unafraid plans that we've made. Walking in a winter wonderland.
In the meadow we can build a snowman.
And pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman until the other kiddies knock him down. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though your nose gets a chilling. We'll frolic and play the Eskimo way. Walking in the winter wonderland. Walking in the winter wonderland. Winter wonder, winter wonderland. Winter, winter wonder, wonderland.
I don't know about you, but I'm seeing the snow. I'm seeing the sleighs. I'm seeing the holly. I'm seeing the Christmas trees. I am one messed up Jew. What can I tell you? But this music is just terrific, and I love it. That was, of course, Johnny Mathis. And before that, you heard Aretha Franklin's extraordinary version of Winter Wonderland. And before that, Annie Lennox's version, which I believe was on that charity album. I forgot what it was called, but there were several charity albums in which famous rock stars and others did classic versions of Christmas songs. And I think that was on that first album. I think it was called It's a Special Christmas. I'm not quite sure. Someone can correct me on that. We have one more segment left of the Bruce Allen Show Christmas special, and I encourage you to come back because I am going to play several more songs that I hope you will enjoy and cherish. And I am hoping that everyone listening is having a wonderful holiday season. This is Bruce Allen of the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View.